VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. U.S. military officials have confirmed that a U.S. airstrike last week killed one of the alleged masterminds of the USS Cole bombing, a suicide bombing that killed 17 sailors in 2000. On Sunday, on Twitter, President Trump wrote, "Our great military has delivered justice for the heroes lost and wounded in the cowardly attack on the USS Cole. We have just killed the leader of that attack, Jamal al-Badawi." U.S. military officials said a precision U.S. airstrike in Yemen's Marib governorate Tuesday targeted al-Badawi. He's one of six al-Qaeda operatives convicted of the bombing and was a fugitive on the FBI most wanted list. The World Food Program is calling for a biometric-based registration system in Yemen to prevent the theft of food meant for hungry people. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
A week ago, the World Food Program uncovered evidence that people entitled to food aid were not receiving their rations in the Yemeni capital Sana'a and in other parts of the country controlled by the Houthi rebels. The Houthi leadership has since stated it would undertake an investigation. While welcoming this statement, WFP says concrete steps must be taken to make sure humanitarian assistance is not misused. It is calling for a biometric registration system of beneficiaries.
At least 30 people have been killed in an apparent mine collapse in northern Afghanistan on Sunday. Villagers in Kohistan district of Badakhshan province had dug into a riverbed mining for gold when the walls around them collapsed. At least 7 others have been injured and the death toll could rise. Afghanistan's northern Badakhshan province is mountainous and prone to landslides. This is VOA News. Riot police fired tear gas at thousands of protesters in Sudan's capital on Sunday as demonstrations calling for President Omar al-Bashir to step down continued for the third week. Crowds of protesters gathered in Khartoum Sunday, heeding a call from the Sudanese Professionals Association, which is a group of doctors, teachers, and engineers which have called for strikes and demonstrations over the past month. Police responded by firing tear gas to disperse crowds. President Trump showed no sign Sunday of backing down on his demand for taxpayer funding for a wall along the southern border with Mexico. He spoke to reporters outside the White House before heading to a presidential retreat in the mountains of Maryland for discussions with administration officials about border security.
I'm totally involved, but I'm involved with principles because ultimately it's going to be solved by the principles. Schumer and Nancy Pelosi and myself can solve this in 20 minutes if they want to. If they don't want to, it's going to go on for a long time.
The president is fighting with opposition Democrats over his demand for more than $5 billion in funding for the wall. Stalemate has shut down about a quarter of U.S. government operations for 16 days in one of the longest closures in American history. President Trump's national security adviser said Sunday that the withdrawal of 2,000 American troops from Syria will not be abrupt. John Bolton said the withdrawal will be conditioned on Turkish assurances that it will not target Kurdish fighters allied with American forces. Bolton's in Israel for meetings with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. He said there's no timetable for the troop withdrawal, but that the U.S. presence in Syria is also not unlimited. Congo's government on Sunday postponed the release of the results of last weekend's presidential election, fueling suspicions that President Joseph Kabila's ruling party is maneuvering to cling to power. The head of the Electoral Commission said electoral officials have compiled 53% of the votes and will not release any information until all ballots have been counted. Pope Francis on Sunday urged European leaders to stop bickering over the fate of 49 migrants stranded on 2 humanitarian rescue ships in the Mediterranean. The Pope used his address marking the Feast of the Epiphany to call for European leaders to find a safe port for those migrants. The comments brought him into a political battle between Italy and Malta over the fate of the migrants. Last week, nearly 2 dozen humanitarian groups called on the European Union to offer a safe port to both ships. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz. VOA News.